Com.
Okay, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to thank you for hanging on. We've had a few technical problems. We could get a couple of our guests on, but have no fear. Excuse this hack, y'all. We have Don Wasalone, and we're going to talk about Cass football. And, you know, I don't think Paul, we're going to be able to get Paul Fromm on, but we were going to have him on because Cass football meshes perfectly with the clergy plan. The clergy, if you look at, I'm kind of off the schedule here, but I'll go ahead since I'm off schedule. If you look at the NFL today, and even college football in the NBA, I used to be the big football freak, but especially if you look at the NFL and college football, you will see the goal of the clergy plan has come to full fruition. And what they design, what they endeavor to do, they said Jews that hate white people so bad. I'd just like to briefly review what we did the first hour. The first hour was me and Sister Monica Schaefer, Braveheart. I've nicknamed her Braveheart, and she is a Braveheart. She's a tough nut. She's really good. She's a lady, but she's tough. We talked about the Dresden and how horrible that was. We didn't get quite as graphic as we used to get. We used to have Tom Goodrich on and M.S. Michael King and Paul English from England, and we really did it up. But Tom Goodrich, rest his soul, he passed away. M.S. Michael King doesn't come on much anymore, but we did pretty good. This is Dresden month. We'll also do something about Dresden next weekend. Although we don't cover as much as we used to, we still have to honor Dresden. That was a true Holocaust. But anyway, so much for the first hour. This hour here, like I said, we're going to cover Cass football. If you want to know what Cass football is, we're going to turn it over to the man who created Cass football. He also created AmericanFreedomNews.us. And I have that pulled up on my other computer, even as we speak. With that, I'm going to shut up. That was the one and only Don Wassel, who's been in, he's been in the fight forever, for a long, long time. He was one of the founding members, one of the board members of the Populist Party, which I was a proud member of. I wish we could revive that party. I really do. But anyway, Don, God bless you, son. He's an attorney at law. He wears many hats. I've just told the people we're going to talk about Cass football. Tell the people what Cass football is about, and I'm going to go out and talk to Paul Fromm while you're talking about, because he's on the phone right now. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. All right, Eddie. Thanks. Cass football goes back quite a ways now. It's still a one-of-a-kind site after all these years. Just to go back even before that, even before I came racially aware, I was a sports fan. I played sports and watched football. I grew up around Pittsburgh, and in the 1970s, the Pittsburgh Steelers were a dynasty. They won the Super Bowl 4 times in 6 years, which is cool. You know, I was in high school and then college when that happened, so that was even more fun. I was at Penn State. We paraded all around the campus after they won. We did it. You know, I didn't become racially aware until a few years after that. But once I did become racially aware, I noticed how quickly the NFL was changing demographically. I mean, it was, you know, we know about gradualism, and it was gradualism, but it was very fast gradualism. It's sort of like you watch commercials, TV commercials, and you notice over time there's fewer whites. There's still a fair amount of whites, but you notice more blacks. And then you notice more Asians and Indians and Mexicans. And then all of a sudden it's almost all blacks, and the other minorities and almost no whites. That's kind of what happened to the NFL. It just became overwhelmingly black pretty quickly. And so I noticed that, and I followed it closely, become racially aware. And so I found, you know, I wanted to put something on the internet about this. I mean, I know a lot of, let's just call us right-wingers or racially aware whites, are not interested in sports or have given up on sports. They've just sort of written it off. But, you know, sports is part of masculinity and physicality, and it's an important, very important part of life. And whites have been beaten down and in various ways to believe that blacks are superior to them physically, athletically. And it's just not true. I mean, that'd be one thing if it was true, but it is not true. But the way the media and the system presents it, they do it in a way that blacks supposedly are the world's greatest athletes, American blacks, and whites are inferior to them. So, you know, I decided, you know, I'm not going to let this go. I'm going to at least put a little outpost out there with the truth that whites overall are the best all-around athletes. So I started Cast Football. There was a pay version back in 2002. It was like $10 a year to join. And after a couple of years, I just made it. I had it totally rebuilt into a free site with a lot of articles and a forum, very active forum. Today, only the forum exists because Cast Football was repeatedly hacked over the years, and there were other problems with bad hosts and bad webmasters and things like that. But it's been very stable and running great the last few years. So what I did today, I don't know if people out there are aware of a website called Wayback Machine. I think it's com, waybackmachine.com. And basically, you can go back there and look up websites for the year that you won, or a month and a year. And it'll give you basically a snapshot of what the site looked like then. And I'm not even sure why, but I went to that Wayback Machine today, which I rarely do, and I looked up Cast Football from 2004 before it became a free site. It was redesigned. And I think the best thing, I know we've got a break coming up in a couple minutes, but I think the best way to introduce a lot of this to people that maybe aren't familiar with Cast Football's point of view, I just want to read the first few paragraphs of the introduction to it. And that'll give us a good starting point. And a couple of these, well, I'll just start reading. There are no white starting cornerbacks in the NFL out of 64 players who start at that position. None out of 64. Now, today there's a couple. Wow. In fact, there are no white cornerbacks in the entire league. There are zero starting white tailbacks. Again, we have two now, a whopping two. But, of course, now quarterback is a much blacker position than it used to be. No white running back has run for over 1,000 yards in nearly 20 years. Now, again, it's happened a few times since. This was written back in 2002. Only about 5% of starting white wide receivers and safeties are white. Has this amazing disparity in a sport that whites have always loved and played so well come about solely because of, quote, black supremacy, unquote, in athleticism? The NFL was, this is important, the NFL was integrated racially in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and there were plenty of whites then who ran and caught the ball and who excelled at it. It's only since the late 1980s that certain positions in professional football have become, for all intents and purposes, black only. Might there be other factors involved? For example, did you know that the major college football programs, with very, very few exceptions, simply refuse to recruit white tailbacks and white receivers, no matter how outstanding they are in high school, and that the media enforces this rigid segregation by systematically using euphemisms that demean white athletes? Talented white athletes who want to play tailback, receiver, or cornerback must go to a small college program or go the very difficult route of becoming a walk-on at one of the major programs. And since it's the major programs that supply almost all the players in the NFL, it's hardly surprising that the white running back and wide receiver has become almost extinct, as have whites playing defense in general. The truth is that white football players, no matter how talented, are directed into a racial caste system that limits them to being offensive linemen, kickers, quarterbacks, though more and more, well, since I wrote that, believe me, quarterbacks becoming a black position too in college, and the occasional defensive position, usually linebacker or defensive lineman. Cast Football looks at the racial dynamics of football and of sports in general. So that's the basic viewpoint of where we're coming from, that the whites are beginning royally screwed in football, basketball, sprinting, and you know any sports that they used to play well, all of a sudden they're becoming almost extinct, just like they are. Well, it's part of the Great Replacement. I mean, that's, and now with the Great Replacement so obvious and DEI and things like that, I'm hoping that more people can understand that this all started in sports. It all started in sports and now has spread to the rest of society, the replacement of whites, especially white men. And I think the reason it was successful in sports is because blacks are good athletes. No one's going to deny that. But not to the extreme that they're presented at as. And they're drooled over by the media. They get almost all the endorsements. And, you know, think of any sport and the players that are lionized and held up as the greatest ever. They're always black. And while the white ones, you know, don't get enough credit for what they do. So that's where we're coming from. And we've got a forum that's been active since 2004. It's got over 500,000 posts. I'm logged in there now if anyone wants to go to it. It's castfootball, C-A-S-T-E, football.us. Castfootball.us. And I hear some music, Eddie.
And we'll surely get right back to that as soon as this little short message is over. Be right back, folks. You've got about 2 minutes.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you deserve something. Dear Blood River Radio family, I would like to thank you for holding on. And listen, I keep forgetting to make this very, very, very important announcement. We sent out all together over 100 invitations. So all you people that got the invitations back in months ago, we were going to have a Blood River Radio family reunion in Columbia, Tennessee in April. You should know about that. We had to cancel that. We really did. I guess I'll just say for a total lack of interest, you know, me and mainly Biscuit, one of our supporters, was out a lot of money. We've been out a lot of money on that, and we're going to have to eat that cost. The cost of the bus alone was up in the thousands. I would just say over $3,000. I hope I don't have to make the last installment on that bus. We were renting a convention center, to have a dinner, but I was just really, really surprised at how few people signed. Well, to be truthful, to give you more numbers, we had one person to book a hotel room. And the hotel, they're putting, my daughter got us a big block of hotel rooms at a killer deal. Well, they're not going to hold those. They're going to hold it in 7 days. Those rooms go back on the market. And so no one sent their money in. We had three people send the money in, and we just couldn't do it. We had contracts. Listen, me and Gene are doing food contracts with two different restaurants, not counting this meeting hall. And so we're having to eat a lot of money. a.k.a. Biscuit, has put out the lion's share. It's just been really sad. Really has. May God works in mysterious ways. My health sucks here lately. I may have to have major surgery again. I just don't know. But anyway, just to make this announcement, the event in April has been canceled. I hope no one made airline reservations that you can't get back. But that's just what happened. We just can't spend any more money. We're gonna have to eat a lot of money. That's just the way it is. We're gonna have to use some of our reserve money make up. Maybe the bus company will let us defer that. Maybe they won't. We had made two-thirds of the payments on the bus, but we're just I hope they will not hold us to that contract to the very end. Anyway, I wanted to make an announcement one more time. The April Blood River Radio family get together in Columbia, Tennessee has been canceled. So anyway, so much for that. I'm glad I didn't. I kept forgetting to make that announcement the first hour. So anyway, back to you. Don. Continue on what you're talking about, Paul. We were talking about caste football and how there's just greatly discrimination against white athletes, especially in football. So go ahead, Bob. Lead us off, Don, and then Paul, you can chime in because I know you have some stuff to talk about too. But go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, what's coming up later this month? Well, I guess next week, actually. It's the annual, what they call the NFL Scouting Combine. It's always held in late February to early March in Indianapolis at their football stadium there. And scouts and head coaches and various other poobahs from around the NFL come to it. There's several thousand people sitting there watching these athletes, these prospective football players, run and lift weights and jump and things like that. When people think of the combine, they mostly just think of the 40-yard dash. That's the event there. There's a lot of events, but that's the one that gets the most coverage. Now, why would that be? Well, that happens to be the only one that blacks, on average, are a little better at than whites. And we're talking even there. We're talking maybe a tenth of a second on average quicker in 40 yards, or even a few thousandths. Now, what's a tenth of a second? That's a blink of an eye. But that is used, that's one of the hammers that's used to claim that whites are so slow. You hear that all the time, that whites are slow. Well, whites are not slow. They might not be quite as fast as the average black guy in shorts running a straight line, but that has very little to do in the overall scheme of things of whether someone can be a successful football player or not. And just to show some of the other events, there's the bench press, the vertical jump, the broad jump. Now, whites more than hold their own in all three of those events. Then there's the three-cone drill, and the 20-yard shuttle and the 60-yard shuttle. Now, these are measure quickness. And again, on a per capita basis, whites are actually better in those events than blacks. We're talking about agility and speed and ability to change direction. Whites are better than blacks. But now, let's give you a quick rundown of who was invited. This happens every year. There was 310 college players invited to the combine, again, which starts next week. It's like 4 or 5 days. And there's only 77 whites, less than a fourth of them. And it's like this every single year. If you look at, there's 21 running backs coming. Two of them are white, and one's a fullback. 46 wide receivers. Two are white. 20 people think of the offensive line. I think that's still a white position. Nope. 57 offensive linemen invited. Only 25, well less than half, are white. The defensive linemen, 5 out of 62 are white. Linebackers, 10 out of 29, white. And defensive back, 2 out of 53. Okay, and this is how there's been so many, and again, we have some experts on caste football that really follow this closely, and they know the white players that should have been invited that weren't, and there's a lot of them. And this is really, I mean, it goes back to high school originally, where they try to slot white kids, even in high school, into the racially appropriate positions, like offensive line, maybe tight end, occasional defensive position. But the rest of them, including even quarterback, are more and more just given to blacks when possible. But in high school, a lot of high schools, because of demographics, there's way too many white kids and not enough black kids. So there's still a lot of white kids that excel in a big way in high school at running back, at cornerback, at wide receiver, at every position. But the next step is the big college programs, and they get weeded out. It starts in high school, and they try to slot them racially. And then they don't give them scholarships to certain positions. It's almost... college, at big time college looks a lot like the NFL now. You hardly see any whites except at a few appropriate positions. And then the next step is when they try to go to the NFL, again, they're downgraded. They're not invited to the NFL combine when they should be. The scouts demean a lot of them, use the old stereotypes, and blacks are, you know, are lauded. You know, they have so much upside. That's a word we quote a lot because you hear it over and over and over again. Blacks have upside, unrealized upside, or, you know, they're projects or whatever. But, that, you know, they're just, you know, mouth-watering athleticism and things like that. Descriptions you never hear about white guys. So it's systematic, institutionalized discrimination against white football players, and it goes on in other sports as well, and it's been going on for a long, long time. So that just tells you again, the combine's coming up, white guys are going to be second-class citizens, and then the NFL draft is going to be late April, early May, and again, it's going to be right here in Pittsburgh where I live, and it's going to be another blacks-only affair for the most part. So that's how it works. This is how the great replacement works in sports, and it has for a long time.
Paul, that comes right out of the clergy playbook. If you will, explain to people what I'm talking about with the clergy plan that we're talking about, and they mentions in the clergy, they talked about sports. But go ahead, Paul Fromm.
Yeah, I wrote a book on the clergy plan, and it really was the blueprint for the great replacement of white people and white nationalities in Europe. Now, it came out in 1922, that's 104 years ago. It was written by it was mixed race, Austrian and Japanese. He was from an aristocratic family, and his name was Richard Coudenhove Kalergi. Anyway, Kalergi for short. Now, Kalergi, after the First World War, there was tremendous disillusionment. And with good reason. Basically, white people had slaughtered white people for nearly 5 years for no really discernible reason. You know, why did you do it? When they went to war in the August of 1914, everybody on all sides thought they'd be home by Christmas. It would be a jolly little war. They'd go out there and parading many of them in their fine uniforms, the officers on horses and so on. They wouldn't be home for another 5 years. It was a slaughter. Men running across a shell pockmarked field into machine gun fire. It's not much of a contest. Anyway, well, there was a lot of disillusionment and with good reason. So Kalergi came up with the idea. It was a time that was open to new ideas, the 20s. And his idea was, well, why don't we get rid of nationalities? Have a new Europe. No more Germans, no more French, no more Italians or English, Russians, etc. Well, how are you going to do that? You know, it's you know, you call that something of a pipe dream. But anyway, he said, well, we would have a new European man. Well, how's that going to come about? Well, the new European man would be a mixed race, part African and part Asian. I guess being a mixed race himself, Kalergi was somewhat partial to that idea. Yeah, but and you know, when I spell that out to you, you say even today that's crazy. Yeah, ironically, though, because he was well connected in ruling circles, he had the support, believe it or not, of Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt, and big Jewish money. The Rothschilds gave him 60,000 gold coins. Now, I've never been told exactly how much that meant, but that was, let's say, a considerable chunk of change. So he had the connections, and the way the idea was sold
Paul, we have to go to a quick break. We have to go to the bottom of the hour break, Paul. We'll come right back to you, and we'll tie that, how he mentioned sports in the clergy plan. People, you know, about a four-minute break. You got plenty of time to get coffee, use the restroom, whatever, but don't be gone over 4 minutes. Be right back, folks.
Hi.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. Donna Warner reports on how the American women are crushing it at the Milan Cortina Games.
When the day started Saturday, American women, not even counting mixed events, had 6 gold medals and 15 overall. Bobsledder Kaylee Humphreys Armbruster, a bronze winner in the monobob, says Team USA is crushing it.
It really took a team to get here, and so I'm very proud of the performance that I put on, of my team.
And in alpine skiing, Alana Myers-Taylor with a gold in the monobob.
To be able to have my name up there with Bonnie Blair, like, it doesn't even make sense to me.
With one more day of competition, more than 40 American women will leave the Olympics with at least one medal. I'm Donna Warder.
As the midterm elections approach, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises Republican candidates to remain laser-focused on pocketbook issues.
Republicans need to be ramping up right now. It's tax season, friends. And what do you know? You will see a bigger tax refund. You will pay less in taxes this year because of the work Republicans have done. Energy costs are down. Groceries are down. Everyday home goods are down. These are things people need to be talking about continuously every day.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration is easing limits on coal plants for emitting mercury and other toxins.
It's the Trump administration's latest effort to boost the fossil fuel industry by paring back clean air and water rules. Toxic emissions from coal and oil-fired plants can harm the brain development of young children and contribute to heart attacks and other problems in adults. The plants are also a major source of greenhouse gas emissions that drive climate change. The EPA announced the repeal of the Titan Mercury and Air Toxic Standards Rule at a massive coal plant next to the Ohio River in Louisville, Kentucky. Bill Alexander, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing managed IT services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with managed IT services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom. and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Blood River Radio family. One more quick announcement, just in case you're just tuning in. Our April 9, 10, and 11 Blood River Radio family reunion event in Columbia, Tennessee has been canceled. Hope it didn't put anybody out. Hope it didn't inconvenience anybody. But, yes, that event has been canceled. Maybe another time. Who knows? We're just taking one day at a time. Anyway, we were talking about CAS football, and we were talking about the clergy plan before we went to break. We're going to go right back to Paul Fromm, my brother Paul Fromm, who's been in this movement since the 60s, and he was talking about the clergy plan. At least I like to talk about that. By the way, we do have a few books, a few of these pamphlets back to the clergy plan. If anybody would like to get one, send me a donation, and we'll send you one. So go ahead, brother Paul. Finish up. You were talking about the clergy plan.
Okay. So the clergy plan also, the clergy himself is also a member of the Masonic Lodge in Vienna. So the point is, he was well connected. Now he didn't push the race aspect of his plan at first. So what the idea was, well, look, why don't we reduce some of the boundaries and between nations, like the excessive customs and things like that. Let's try to integrate. And, you know, superficially, that made some sense. So that's how Adolf Hitler called him a vagabond and a total scoundrel. He had no use for him. But so along came the war and Second World War, and now the time was right. Again, people in Europe felt, many people felt, that the old system wasn't working. It seemed to just lead to war. And so the idea was, well, gradually there'd be more coordination among the nations of Europe. So that was the common market. Well, then that became the European Union. And then you have the European Parliament, which has taken more and more control and taken away a lot of the national sovereignty. That's one of the reasons for Brexit. So, Germany was German and France was France and so on. Although I began to, when I was down in the Caribbean about 30 years ago, I did run into a couple of Germans who were self-hating, self-loathing Germans. And I said, you're from Germany. I was about to tell them what part of Germany my family came from. No, I am a citizen of Europe. I thought, well, you're an idiot. But by the 1970s, we began to see how the racial aspect of clergy's plan would come into being. In 1922, when there was less than 1% of the population of Europe was non-white, how could there ever be a new European man who would be a mixture of African and Asian? Well, okay, in the 1970s, we began to see hordes and hordes of third worlders came in, and then people European leaders who were loyal followers of clergy, like former German Chancellor Angela Merkel, she let in over a million third worlders in 2015. Many were terribly behaved and were called her rape. Refugees, and now there is a lot of race mixing, and more dangerously, especially the Muslims are breeding like bunnies on Viagra. In fact, the present president of Turkey, Erdogan, said about 5 years ago, told the Muslims in Germany, just, you know, be quiet and have large families. And in 50 years, you'll be a majority. You'll take over. And you know, there may not be any more, or there will be very few Europeans. And Kalergi's, the other part of his plan was there would be this new European man who is mixed race, and there would be a moral elite, and they would be Jews. And I thought, you know, how could you read that book? And I think, I suspect many people who followed Kalergi never really did read it. It was called in English Practical Idealism, in German Praktischer Idealismus. How can you ever read this and not see it as a plan for genocide? Yeah, your genocide. They don't want any more Germans or French or Danes or English, etc. You know, if somebody came around and said, "I've got a great plan for you and your family. I want to have you wiped out within 20 years." You say, "Hey, bro, let me sign on for that. Let me give you a deposit."
Hey, Paul.
We sometimes laugh at it. Yeah.
When Slick Willie Bill Clinton was president, this is a true story. He was speaking at a university in California. I bet you Don remembers this. And he was saying, he gave a number by 2012 or whatever, the white race, whites in the United States will become a minority. And these people, these dumb, race, self-hating whites stood up and cheered wildly. I mean, they were just like manic cheering because they found out that their race is going to be exterminated. I mean, so you're exactly right. But go, I didn't want to interrupt you, but that's a true story that happened.
Yeah,
go ahead, Paul.
I know that story, too. And you wonder, are you just being silly? Have you really not thought about this, or are you just being silly? Everybody else is cheering, so you cheer too. Or do you so hate yourself and your people and your family and your little brother or your little sister or your grandfather that you want to be extinct? Well, if you really feel that, here's a handgun. Blow your useless brains out right now.
Yes.
It's hard to compute. You know, I'm a great naturalist. I study animals, and I see nothing comparable in the animal kingdom of creatures that are in mass suicidal. It's bizarre, I'm sure Don has talked about this with other people too. But some of the folks I've talked about said, "Well, you know, maybe it's okay." If those people really are so self-hating, maybe it's best that they just go out of existence and leave the survival of our people to people like you and Don and myself and the other good folks who listen in, who really do believe in our people. And we're going to lose some. And I say the same thing with a race-mixed couple. And it's too bad. You know, she's a beautiful blonde girl, and she married or got involved with a black, you know, I think of that beautiful, I think she's Austrian model, Heidi Klum, of maybe 20 years ago, and she got involved with Tiger Woods or some Negro. And you just have to say, well, you know, it's too bad. Her genes she just peed them down the toilet. It's too bad to lose her, but you know, we're going to have to move on or go on.
That gorilla she's hanging around with make Tiger Woods look like a European. I mean, he was right out of the trees. Excuse me, but Don, the reason I brought that up, Paul hadn't got to it yet, but they did name one of the ways they were going to elevate these blacks to suppress white people. They were going to elevate these blacks in sports, and that way they would make these blacks rich millionaires. They've done it. And so many white women would jump at the chance to get some of those millions. That's how they've done it, Paul. Don, and your CAST football website meshes with that clergy plan perfectly. That's what before we go to a break, Don, would you like to chime in on what Paul said so far?
Yeah, I'm just trying to type in a quote from about by a Jewish communist. Paul, I'm sure, knows what I'm talking about. I think it's Israel Zangwill. He said that, you know, we will lift the blacks up through intermarriage, especially by basically by promoting them, especially in sports and entertainment. Because obviously they weren't going to do it through you know, PhDs and surgery, brain surgeons and stuff like that. So
you got that right. Gee.
So that's why there's been such an emphasis on sports. And again, I can trace this my whole life. When I was a kid, I used to watch or read Sports Illustrated every week and the sporting news and watch TV. I've seen it happen through gradualism, then speeded up gradualism. And but unfortunately, you know, very few people have understand what's going on or care. And so much has changed. Even people my age or a little younger or a little older, so much has changed, and yet they're seeing oblivious.
We have to go to a break, Don.
That's tragic.
We have to go to the bottom of the hour break. People, you got plenty of time to get some coffee. This is a long break, at least 4 minutes. Get some coffee, use the restroom, etc. But don't be gone with 4 minutes.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Hey, Blood River Radio family. This time is going so fast, I'm telling you. I'd like to excuse our technical problems we had the first of the hour. I bet you people can't even tell we had them. Our staff, Jeremiah and Jay, have done such a wonderful job. Anyway, we're going to go right back to Don Wassel. Don, give us that website again, how people can go into. I know also your AmericanFreedomNews.net. Tell them about that. I love that online newspaper. And also tell them again about how they can get into CAST football. Go ahead, Don.
Sure. It's CAST, C-A-S-T-E, sort of like the CAST system of India. That's I took it from that. C-A-S-T-E, football. That's America's secular religion. CAST, football, .us. You got to remember it's .us. Same with American Freedom News. They're both .us. Go to .com, you're not going to find the site. So castfootball.us, and I'll tell you what, you don't have to be an expert on sports to post on CAST Football. A lot of people just get on. There's a lot of political posts. There's some people that only post about politics. You know, we've got an active thread on the Epstein files going right now. We have one on Trump and, you know, just about everything else that's going on. So it's a good site to just hang out with like-minded people if you like to post. If you just like to lurk and see what people are posting, it's a good one to go to. I post. It's the only one I post on, so... you're more than welcome. Anyone out there listening is more than welcome to join. And American Freedom News, Eddie's favorite site, is American
Yes, it is.
Freedom news.us, again, .us, updated every day. I've been updating it every single day with a lot of really good stuff. And, you know, you go there, I always say, yeah, Eddie, I take it from Eddie now. I call it an online newspaper. I used to call it
like
Digest or aggregation site. But, you know, it is. It's an online newspaper because I put a lot of different things on there about a lot of different issues, a lot of different things going on in different countries I'll put on there. So go there and you'll be the smartest person in your neighborhood.
I can guarantee you there's more information on that site than any site I have found lately. The Washington Times. It makes them pale in comparison. I mean, I used to love the Washington Times, but it's they don't have a fraction of the news, and it's not as well written as American Freedom News. I seldom ever go to anything else, unless I'm watching TV and I see something come up on YouTube. But if you can get, especially if you run a radio show, a radio broadcast, I like to say we're broadcast. We're not really entertainment. You have to have some entertainment to help people's interest. But that's our mission has always been, always will be, to combat global white genocide. But if you want to do that, if you want to help combat white global genocide, if you want to go into AmericanFreedomNews.net, you can see
.us.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, .us, excuse me. And I always know that. I don't know why I got that mixed up. But there's more, all the ammunition you could possibly ever use. I saw some just today about the damn Lindsey Graham, the white self-hating Jew lover. What's the other guy? I just mentioned his name, a senator. They're just lackeys for the Jews. Anyway, you need to visit those two sites, I guarantee you. So go ahead, Paul. Don, go ahead, finish up, and we'll get old Paul back in here to respond to what you said.
Well, that's basically what I wanted to say about my two sites. I encourage everyone to check them out. I think they're, well, obviously, I think they're good, and Eddie does, and I think a lot of other people do, too. So,
I think Don is.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I think Don's doing a great job, and I only recently kind of clued into his site, and I'm very impressed. And there are a lot of people in Canada and the United States doing similar things. I'm amazed at the YouTubes that I will see from relatively young, very disillusioned, usually men, Canadian men, talking about immigration and how they're being shunted aside by our rotten elite. One of the great things about the internet is that we are now able to exchange information in a timely fashion. COVID, or the COVID tyranny, was largely challenged and taken down because of freedom lovers exchanging information on the internet, as we pretty much debunked everything we were told, you know, that you have to be social distance, 6 feet. It wouldn't matter. 3 feet, 6 feet, 9 feet. This was just a way to control you. You've got to wear a mask. Well, it didn't take long before, you know, we got the information out that the masks are virtually useless. What do they call them? Babies suck on just for comfort. You know, if it makes you feel better, comfortable, wear a mask. But oh no, but we had to be forced to. Well, then the vaccination, which, you know, it would take a long time to discuss, other than it was highly questionable, rushed into production, and there's all sorts of evidence that a lot of people died because of it. I'm involved in the case up in Canada where the parents of a boy who was forced to get vaxxed in order to play in a sort of a community hockey league and died. They're suing various people. But much of this information would not, and the opposition would not have been possible without great alternative news sites. The days where, New York Times and the L.A. Times and the Washington Post and the Atlanta Constipation, ABC, NBC, CBS dominated. They were the only sources of news. Those days are gone. And now more and more people, especially people under 30, are looking to news on the internet. And not everything on the internet necessarily is good or true, but there's a lot more opportunity to get our ideas out there and our ideas out there. And that's what's happening. And so, you know, rather than waste your time on your local paper, which probably isn't good for much more than lining the birdcage, check out sites like Dawn's.
You know, Paul, there's it just so happened there's an article. I looked at it just today, and I pulled it up again on AmericanFreedomNews.us, and it says, the article says, where are the COVID prosecutions? And I'm just going to briefly read a little bit of this because I think it's dynamite. For a year and a half into the so-called Gilded Age, despite a deep and thus far insatiable hunger for justice among much of the MAGA base, the administration has prosecuted precisely zero COVID criminals. Moreover, when Pam Bondi isn't promising to prosecute Americans for hate speech or rolling out new plans to cover up the Epstein case, which she's doing admirably, the Justice Department hasn't found the time or energy to even investigate, writes Benjamin Barthe. No prosecution, no investigations, no press releases, nothing but radio silence. That's an excellent article there. I have a great friend of mine told me just this week that Pam Bondi said, and I'll shut up, this has to do with this article on American Freedom News, this COVID article that you brought up, Paul. He said that Pam Bondi said that if we were to prosecute every big name in the Epstein that's been named in the Epstein files, that the United States government would implode. Back to you, Paul.
Isn't that significant? And it's the fact that it's the internet and various good sites there that have highlighted some of the important stuff in them. I think it's a couple million pages from the Epstein files, and it's possible that some of the revelations will bring down the British government and could even maybe even bring down the monarchy. Probably not bring it down, but it's shaken. You know, and questions arise. Okay, everybody knew Prince Andrew. He was known back in the 80s as Randy Andy. Okay, there's nothing especially wrong with that. But there had to be lots of people that knew what he was doing. You know, whether his brother, the present king, knew or not, hard to tell. But there's a lot of people who have turned the other, looked the other way and failed in their duty and let this monster and basically recruiter from Assad operate,
yes.
You know, like something out of a porn movie.
You know, Paul, you hit the key thing was it was from the get-go, from day one, almost Assad operation, the Epstein pedophile island, the whole nine yards. And it's worked beyond their wildest imagination. It probably exceeded every expectation that the Jews, and aka Israel, had. They have wrapped pretty much just God only knows how many politicians. We had a fellow in their web. We had a fellow, Inspector Jim Rothstein, who used to come on this show, and I think he's dead now, but he said that probably at least a third of all the politicians in Washington, D.C. were into child pedophilia, Satan worship, drug worship, or pandering the whole nine yards. Well, people, we've run completely out of time. The second hour, I would like to thank Don Walsall and Paul Fromm are coming on. They always work so good together. They really do. We're going to have Paul Rounds going to be coming in to do a little bit of work the third hour. We're going to bring Gene Andrews on the third hour. And once again, I would like to really thank Don Walsall and Paul Fromm for coming on. Thank you, guys. I will be in touch with both of you guys very real soon. Be right back, folks. Get you a cup of coffee. It's going to be a long break.
And stay healthy, Eddie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to do my best.